Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber McGee and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber McGee and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. We'll see what's going on in Wistful Vista shortly.
Hey, Molly, what's for dinner tonight?
Well, I was thinking I might cook some of those...
Oh, we had those last night. Why don't we ever have...
That's too expensive, dearie, but I have got some nice...
Oh, no. I had that for lunch, kiddo, and it gave me an awful...
Well, for heaven's sakes, McGee, why don't you drink a glass of...
That's a good idea. I'll take some Alka-Seltzer right now.
Yes, for upset stomach, for headache, for general achiness. Take the medicine that's so refreshing. Take Alka-Seltzer. When you drop Alka-Seltzer tablets into water, they fizz. And that action in the glass is important to you. It changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a relief-giving liquid that's better for you. Because a liquid is so much more natural and easy for your system to absorb. Once you try it, you'll agree. There's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer.
This is a lazy, quiet day in Wistful Vista. As our story begins, the time is around noon. The head of the household is in the kitchen fixing lunch. Her husband is sprawled out on the sofa, idly looking through the morning issue of the Wistful Vista Gazette.
Don't take long to read the morning paper these days. I have to read the comics and work the crossword puzzle. That's about all there is to the... No, I wonder who that... Come in! Well, 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 hello there, Teeny. Come in, come in, come in.
Hi.
I
can only stay a minute.
No, that's okay. I realize you can't stay long. After all, a girl of your beauty, charm, and popularity with only an hour off for lunch to spread it around, your time's limited naturally, so sit down, sit down, sit down.
I like you, Mr. McGee. You're silly.
Yeah, that's what Molly always says, too. Mm-hmm. That's my wife, says Molly.
Oh, I know that.
But if I had seen you first, Teeny, believe me...
Psst.
I would have given her back her class pin and her pet frog, and I'd have chose you. Because, well, what's the matter?
She's standing right behind you, mister. Watch it.
Oh, curses. Foiled again.
Hello, Teeny.
There's nothing personal in this, Miss McGee. Honest, I didn't give him a bit of encouragement or anything. I just stopped by to tell you the news.
Oh, so what's the news?
We got company from Chicago. Mm-hmm. My Aunt Catherine is here to visit us.
Oh, swell.
Oh, your aunt? Well, that's nice.
How about your uncle? Is he with her?
My uncle?
Yeah, you know, the guy that she's always saying, straighten your tie, dear, and don't talk with your mouth full. Him.
Oh, no. Aunt Catherine isn't married.
Oh.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
She's going to stay for a weekend, Catherine is, and I told her all about you. And how you all are my very best friends, and how you fix my wagon and stuff all the time, Mr. McGee, and about those wonderful cookies you make.
Me?
No, Miss McGee.
Oh.
And she's dying to meet you, the both of you.
Well, we'd like to meet her too, Teeny.
Yeah, sure we would.
Well, say, would it be all right if I bring her over someday while she's here? Would it,
Well, sure, sis. Be glad to see her.
How about this afternoon, Teeny, for tea?
Yeah.
Tea? Oh, boy, that means cookies, too, don't it, Miss McGee?
Why, sure. Tea and cookies for you and your aunt at, say, 4 o'clock.
Yeah, 4 o'clock.
It's a deal. Oh, boy. Me and Aunt Catherine will love this. Don't worry if we're a little late, because I'll probably have to sneak Aunt Catherine out of the house. They don't ever let her go anywhere, you know.
Huh? What do you mean?
But we'll be here, don't you worry. And when she spills stuff and talks kind of funny, don't pay any attention to her. I'll translate it, and I'll mop everything up.
Yeah, but Teeny, hey, wait.
Yes, Teeny, what?
Well, for the...
What in the world was that all about? I hope we're not...
Yeah, old-timer, Teeny's aunt, for tea this afternoon.
Aunt Catherine. Say, do you know her? You'd deliver to their house. I thought maybe you...
Sure. I know her, kids. Met her just the other day.
Oh, good.
We didn't exactly meet, actually. I just happened to get a glimpse of her when I left the groceries. She was in the next room.
Yeah. Well, what'd she look like? What was she doing?
Yeah, tell us about her. I mean, from what you saw, would you think she was sort of eccentric?
Eccentric? Oh, of course not, daughter. Where'd you ever get that idea? Matter of fact, where'd you ever get that word? What's it mean, Johnny?
Oh, never mind. Just tell us what this Aunt Catherine was doing when you saw her.
Well, I just got a glimpse as Teeny's mother unlocked the door.
Unlocked the door?
Let him tell it, kiddo.
She was sitting in the rocking chair, wearing high-button shoes and a feather boa wrapped around her neck.
Yeah?
And reading The Power of Positive Thinking.
The Power of Positive Thinking, huh? Well, that certainly is...
Upside down.
Upside down?
Well, she must have been through with it, I guess. Because when Teeny's mama looked in, she put the book down and put on her roller skates and wanted to know when Teeny was coming home.
What?
Said she didn't want to skate around the house by herself. It's no fun, she said. I don't blame her.
Oh, heavenly days. Oh,
my gosh, I don't know what we ought to do about this.
About what, Johnny? Hey, you don't mean she's the one you invited to tea. Although, why not? If you want to have her over for tea, that's your business. After all, she is Teeny's...
In just a moment, we'll try to straighten out the McGee's.
No matter what your age, your need for vitamins never stops. You cannot look and feel your best if you don't get enough vitamins. Now, when you depend on meals alone to supply enough vitamins, you may run a risk of vitamin shortage. So be on the safe side and take one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets regularly, every day. One-a-day brand multiple vitamins fortify your meals with all the vitamins anyone normally needs to take, children and adults. Easy to take, one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets are smooth-coated, and they leave no aftertaste. And you can buy one-a-day brand multiple vitamins for less than 3 cents a tablet. Get them at your drugstore and take them every day. One-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets.
Molly.
Do you have the cream out?
Yeah, but Molly.
The sugar.
Yeah, but Molly.
And you changed your shirt and put on the blue suit, the one with the stain where it doesn't show?
Yeah, but Molly, look.
Don't you understand, sweetheart? It's too late. We made the date and there's nothing we can do now. Anyway, what if the old lady is a little eccentric?
A little eccentric? You call reading books upside down and roller skating at her age?
Oh, dear, there they are. Straighten your tie, that's it. And put that cookie down. Come in.
Well, I'm so nervous, I don't know whether to...
Hi, kid.
Oh, Dr. Gamble.
Boy, what a relief. I was never so glad to see anyone in all my life. Come in, Doc, come in.
Well, thanks. What's the excitement about? Oh, I'm sorry. I see you're all set up for tea. Expecting company, huh? Well, I'll go along.
No, don't go.
No, doctor, stay. We can easily set another cup.
Sure, sit down. Sit down, old pal. Well, relax. Now, tell us about your latest operation. You can even repeat that one where you took over for Dr. Franklin and said, "Pardon me, doctor, may I cut in?" Even that...
No, he can't. No, not even now.
I don't blame you, Molly. It's a horrible joke. Well, what's this "not even now" remark? Why are you two so jumpy? Whom are you expecting? Charlie Adams?
No, but if he's got a sister...
Oh, McGee, stop that. It's just... Well, doctor, do you know Teeny's aunt from Chicago, her Aunt Catherine?
Oh, well, sure. She's a nice little lady. Friendly and sweet and very intelligent, too.
Yeah, so we heard. She reads books upside down.
Oh? No kidding. I didn't know
doctor,
that.
Doctor, wouldn't you consider it a little unusual for someone's maiden aunt to go around reading...
Maiden aunt? Say, that's right. She isn't married, is she?
No. And from what I've been hearing, it's not hard to figure out too why either. You know that the old-timer just told us that this aunt roller skates around the house?
Roller skates? No.
That's what he said.
Well, that is unusual.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody that age. Well, it's pretty odd to see them skating like a... But hey, why are we suddenly into this big conversation about Teeny's aunt, anyhow?
She's the one we're having for tea today.
What?
Teeny said she wanted to meet us.
So I said bring her over for tea.
And then Teeny said something about having to sneak her out of the house because the aunt is never allowed to go out anywhere.
No, I know. She,
and I don't know what to do, doctor. I should have phoned Teeny's mother, I guess, but I didn't know what to say. Oh, there they are now.
You got to stay, Doc. You'll stay, won't you? I mean, you've met the old girl.
Yeah,
and
please, Doctor. You got to help us.
Okay, don't worry. I'll stay.
Oh,
good, wonderful. Come in.
Fix your tie, dearie. How's my hair look?
Swell.
The lemon. You didn't forget the lemon for the tea?
No. Come in. It's on the table.
Good.
Maybe she prefers the grapefruit.
McGee! For goodness sakes, I wonder why they don't open the door, McGee.
Allow me. I'll get it. Sorry for the delay, ladies. Your host and hostess are rather nervous about this meeting. Won't you come in?
Thank you. Thank you, Doctor. I would've opened the door, but with Aunt Catherine in my arms, all I could do is ring the bell.
In your arms?
Sure. She runs away if I don't hold her.
I want to get down. Put me down. I want my roller skate.
Well,
if this ain't the silliest
thing. Aunt Catherine. Aunt Catherine, stop kicking. Sometimes she's awful. She's only three. Stop it, Aunt Catherine.
Mr. and Mrs. McGee, I'd like to present Teeny's eccentric Aunt Catherine. Aunt Catherine, this is your host and hostess.
I want a cookie.
Well, you come right over here and you sit down, Aunt Catherine.
Yeah, and you too, Teeny. You sit on my right, and Doctor, you sit right there. And, ain't this ridiculous on my left.
Bibber and Molly have a final word for you to come.
All of us know that eating too much and eating too fast can bring on an upset stomach. We all know it, but being human, sometimes we find the food just too good or we're in too much of a hurry, and then later on comes that queasy, uncomfortable feeling of indigestion. That's when you should try Alka-Seltzer. The next time you have heartburn or upset stomach, fix a glass of sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer. You'll see what I mean when you drink it. You'll see how gently and effectively Alka-Seltzer soothes and settles your unsettled stomach and relieves that stuffy, too-full feeling. You'll discover Alka-Seltzer is pleasant to take, too. Leaves a clean, fresh taste in your mouth. And when that wonderful relief comes, you'll say you've never tried anything so comforting for acid indigestion as Alka-Seltzer. All drugstores sell Alka-Seltzer.
This sure was a confusing day, wasn't it?
All because we kept beating around the bush.
Yeah.
Too polite to come right out and ask for the truth about Teeny's Aunt Catherine. Instead, we pussyfooted ourselves into trouble.
Yeah. You know, not being polite is bad, but sometimes being too polite can be dangerous, too.
Yeah, I suppose so.
I ever tell you about that uncle of mine who died of politeness?
Died of politeness?
Yeah. You see, he was a deep sea diver, and one time he met a mermaid, and he tipped his hat and, well, bloop, bloop, bloop.
Serves me right for asking.
So long, everybody.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
Bibber McGee and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. The Old Timer is played by Bill Thompson and Dr. Gamble by Arthur Q. Bryan. Aunt Catherine was played by Colleen Collins. The foregoing just goes to prove that jumping to conclusions can be dangerous. Fortunately, it turned out to be merely fun for all of us. There's more fun coming, too, if you can join us tomorrow. This is John Wall saying goodbye to Lynn.
Hear the dramatic story, Woman in My House, weekdays on most NBC radio stations.